Hi, this is Emily.
And this is Maddie.
And this is Spill the Mead.
Spill it, baby.
Yeah. Bitch, the pot, the tea is hot.
Do it.
And it's extra. The cup is extra full. Mm-hmm. The cup of tea.
Ooh.
Because I've been crying into the cup.
Oh, God. I can't even lift it. I have to, like, do the little sip off the top.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, got it.
Yeah, or else you'll spill it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. No, I'm so sorry. It's a little salty there for my tears. No, yeah. Listen. Okay. All right. Listen.
Whoa.
It's Mary Wollstonecraft today. Finally. Yes. It's been over a year in the making, I'm pretty sure.
It is a little bit goddamn time.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Because if I recall correctly, Mary Shelley was like the first Halloween,
mm-hmm.
like around that time is when I did Mary Shelley, which was about a year and a half ago. Almost exactly a year and a half ago.
Girl.
Yep. So it's about time. And then I honestly forgot about her a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then we brought her back up in my last episode.
Oh, my God.
Part two of Breakup Letters. And I was like, oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about that lady. I want to talk about her. So I was like, this episode. Let's do it.
Yes.
Sounds fun.
Oh, my God.
But if you recall, Mary Shelley's life was really sad. So was her mom's. Sorry. It's really interesting, though. And she is also a famous author.
Hey.
So, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
Mother, like, daughter, like, she...
Mary.
Oh, yeah. This is where she got her talent from, for sure. So, yeah, it's time to kick this episode in the ass and pump it out. So,
woo-hoo!
Let's just go into it. Yeah. Mary Wollstonecraft. Okay, listen. It's W-O-L-L, and then the word stone, and then the word craft.
Okay.
Right? W-O-L-L makes me want to say Wollstonecraft.
Uh-huh.
Everyone pronounces it Wollstonecraft. Like a wall.
Okay.
So I apologize in advance for the fact that I keep mispronouncing it. I can't get Wollstonecraft out of my brain.
Oh, man. Yeah, no. Because every time you've said Wollstonecraft, I'm like, that's the coolest fucking last
name
ever.
I was
like, oh, can we say it that way? How did she say it?
Believe it or not, there is a name in this episode that is even cooler than Wollstonecraft.
Is it like a Vaughn something? Because, like, I love a Vaughn
something. It's just a word, but it's a cool word to have as your last name.
Ooh, like, Steel.
It's along those lines. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
You're going to like it. Also, if you hear a little jingle jingle in the background, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
we have a studio in the pub. A
studio in the pub!
Oh, God!
Oh, no. That is, like, pretty much it is, like, his world we're just living in.
The studio is in the pub.
Yeah.
The pub is not in the studio.
No, yeah.
But my dog is here with us today.
Visiting.
And so if he cries, I am sorry. If you hear the jingle jingle of his collar, I am also sorry. Also, if you hear a big sad dog sigh.
Yeah, my God, he has, like, been on one today.
He has.
I'm sorry, do you have ailments?
What is so hard about your life, bro?
God, like, dog size, dude.
Yeah.
Or just, like, so much.
Oh, my gosh, they're so dramatic. Like, and he puts a little, like, into it.
Yeah,
it's not
yeah.
just like a, it's like a,
Yeah, no, his has, like, emotion in
yeah.
there. Yeah, no, it's a lot. And, like, they're always, like, laying on their side, you know, little feet out. And, like, they raise up, like, a full 6 inches
oh
and, like,
my
just
gosh,
deflate
yes.
with their size.
They absolutely do.
Okay, well, now he's self-conscious.
He's self-conscious, and I'm going to take off his collar. Walker, come here.
He's self-conscious.
Sweet boy.
He's fucking stop like, talking
sorry,
about
sorry,
me on
sorry.
Your podcast.
Here you go.
That's the baby.
Handsome boy.
No, don't start crying. Did it take that collar off?
Oh, you naked. He's naked. All right, go lay down. I love you so much. Go lay down.
Yeah,
go lay down.
Calm.
Go lay down. Good boy. Go lay down. Good boy.
Fuck
Such
you,
a seal.
Is what that was.
He was a seal in the past life,
the
for
baby.
Sure. Okay. Anyways. Yeah, so sorry about that if you hear the pup, but I'm also not sorry because he's adorable. But yeah, there's an even cooler name coming up, so I'm excited for you to hear that.
Oh my God, I have one more guess. Just one more.
Throw it.
Is it Blade?
I thought you were going to say it.
Oh.
That was so close.
It's Blaze, isn't it?
No, but you're still so close.
What?
Okay. You're so close.
Blade would be like a fucking cool
Blade
ass.
Would be so cool. That would be amazing.
Okay, okay, I'll stop. No, I'll wait.
You're not going to be disappointed, though. Okay. It is
cool. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay.
So, but Wollstonecraft, super cool. Mm-hmm. But she was born in London, England on April 27th, a Taurus.
Hey, girl. Mm-hmm. I wish I was born in London, England.
Oh, my God, so jealous. 1759, to a middle-class family. She was one of seven children. Ooh. I believe she was the second child, so one of the oldest.
Oh, wow, yeah, yeah.
Yep, and she was the closest with her two sisters, Eliza, and this isn't the cool name, but this is a really cool name. Everina.
Wow, Everina?
Imagine going from Mary to Everina with your kids. I was going to
say, Eliza, too, is so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Eliza are very, like, classic names.
Yeah.
God, I don't hear Everina.
No, Everina's, like, very, ooh. I always forget Eliza's, like, a classic name because it's such, like, a hot girl name to me.
Oh, yeah, but for like, sure. Yeah, that's
yeah,
fair.
Yeah, like, oh, man. Everina.
I always just think of, like, Elizabeth. Like, I wonder if her name was... She's only ever referred to as Eliza, so I don't think her name was Elizabeth.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, Everina.
Everina.
Fucking cool, yeah.
Wow.
But Mary deeply resented the rest of her family. Loved her sisters.
Okay.
She's a girl's girl.
Yeah.
Not with her mom, though, actually. Okay. But she had good reasons.
Okay.
So her father was an abusive alcoholic.
Sorry. I don't know if this might not be important. Are those two sisters her only sisters and the rest are...
I believe so. Okay. That's what it sounded like. I couldn't find like a list of her siblings, but yeah. At the very least, they're the ones she's closest to.
Yeah, they're
especially Eliza. Okay. Eliza's like her sister.
Her ride and dies.
Yes, exactly.
Love it.
Her dad not only abused his wife, but his kids as well.
Oh.
And he had inherited a ton of money from his dad, who was a master weaver.
Shut up.
Like
weaving shit?
Yes. Like, imagine amassing a huge fortune over being a weaver, like a master weaver.
Oh my God, he was like really like he was weaving stuff like that.
Imagine owning something he had woven.
Like it's the grandfather of Mary Shelley.
Wollstonecraft and the great grandfather of Mary Shelley.
Yeah,
Are you kidding?
Like someone out there's got a basket that has been like weaved with so much abuse in his hands, I guess. But still.
No, not the grandpa.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because
he inherited the money from the master weaver.
Yeah, dad is not a master weaver.
He's not a master
asshole.
Yeah, he's just okay.
That was the worst joke ever. He's a master asshole.
Master pig poopy tomato.
He's a big poopy fart face. Take that, dad. But anyway, he squandered all that money because he's a dick. Cool. He's a big poopy fart face. And they had to like keep moving to smaller and smaller towns, and the dad had to become a farmer. Yeah, it's
God,
not
that's
going well.
So frustrating.
So annoying. And then you have like seven kids.
Yeah.
And like mom probably thought she was like so set when she married this guy.
She probably did.
Yeah. She's like, we're set financially. Yeah. I can have a million babies with you. And then like he really just let her down. And he's fucking abusive.
Right, yeah.
Meanwhile, though, mom was cold and distant. So that's not great. She was also hashtag boy mom.
Okay.
And she preferred her sons over her daughters, for sure.
God.
Like, there was one son in particular, too, that, like, they definitely favored.
Huh.
While she was a shit mom, I do feel for her, though. She is in a precarious situation. She's got seven kids.
Yeah.
Can't go anywhere. Like, you can't leave a marriage in the 1700s. Like, where are you going to go?
No. Yeah.
She's just fucked. So, I feel for her, but, like, still, she was not a good mom.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she had no way out. So Mary does recall from her childhood, and I did mention this in the Mary Shelley episode, standing in the doorway protecting her mom from her father's like drunken rage.
Oh, gosh.
And she remembers her brothers being given educational advantages that were denied to her and her sisters, and that made her so mad.
Yeah.
And for a woman at the time, Mary was well-educated, but that seemed to be mostly her own doing, teaching herself other languages.
Ooh, just, I love that girl. Oh, yeah,
reading Shakespeare.
I mean, I hate that.
I hate it, but like I love that she did it. Take that into your own hands.
Yeah. She wasn't just like, oh, not allowed. Dang. Like, no, she's like, oh, fucking what?
She pushes.
Yeah.
She pushes forward.
She's a pusher. More than,
she's a pusher, Katie. She's a pusher. She pushes people. It's what she does. Yeah, so she was like reading Shakespeare and stuff and teaching herself languages, but she also had made friends with this clergyman and his wife.
I who love.
Were helping like teach her, basically.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so ooh, that was very sweet. She yeah. found people who were like kind of sponsoring her, you know?
Yeah.
And then meanwhile, one of her brothers in particular was getting all the advantages in the world and all the preference, and he actually became a lawyer.
Okay.
And he also inherited a large part of the grandfather's okay. inheritance, his estate. Yeah.
God, I wonder, like, he had to have, like, been the oldest or something. Like,
I think
why?
So. I don't know yeah. if he was the favorite, or God. If it's because he was the oldest,
that
but either way, come on.
Sucks for everyone.
Oh, like, yeah, for sure.
God.
So with the preference for her brothers, like, from her parents, Mary said a quote that to me sounds like the original version of the modern day quote. There's like so many variations of it, but it's like, you know, they'll call boys a boss and girls bossy.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
quotes
yes.
like that. Yes. Like how it's such a double standard. Uh-huh. Like men can act more assertive
yes.
than women, and it's a good thing in men. It's yep. a positive trait, but yep. then it's like a character flaw in a woman.
Right. Yeah. You're bossy. They're a leader. Yeah.
Exactly. So this is her quote, and it's just, oh, it sounds so good. This is how we need to like say it, but she said, "Such indeed is the force of prejudice that what was called spirit and wit in him was cruelly repressed as forwardness in me."
Ooh,
that's pretty good.
That yeah. is.
For God. Him, it's spirit and wit. For yeah. me, I'm being forward.
Yeah, like I need to be quiet. Yeah. I'm too loud. Yeah.
yeah. Ooh. That hits hard.
Yeah.
yeah. That's a good one.
Mary.
So by the time Mary hits adulthood, she is a full-fledged bad bitch feminist.
Woo!
Yeah, she's like, none of that shit. I saw enough of women not being treated equally yeah. to men. I'm over it.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm. And to be clear, I have not read her pamphlets on feminism that she wrote. I'm more than happy to if someone would like to do, like me to do like a mini episode on those or like ooh. A Patreon episode.
Hey, hey.
But you know, it's really political and we typically keep politically heavy things out of this podcast.
We do. We keep it heavy on the gossip.
Exactly. So that's why I kind of left that out. But I did read some summaries. This is what I was, like, what I could glean from her ideas on feminism.
Okay.
And what she wanted the role of women in society to be. Because this is just super important to her character and
right.
her life. And it would be insane not to mention it when talking about Mary Wollstonecraft.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, keep in mind this spill the meat. So this is the gossipy translation woo-hoo! Of her beliefs. So there was a belief at the time that women were these unreasonable tyrants of the home, you know, yelling at their maids and being mm-hmm. mean to their children and everything. She thought that was because women were denied education and opportunities. Being cooped up in a home with nothing, working their brains was making women act out.
Okay.
Yeah. And like kind of act a little crazy.
Yeah.
And they couldn't be blamed for the behavior, considering they were denied opportunities to expand their minds.
Right, yeah. Like, you have no,
like, no outlet.
What is the word? Fuck. Like, you have no, like, intellectual stimulation.
Exactly.
And so it's just, like, building up.
Yes.
You know, like, your brain needs to
and
work. It
you
wants
crazy.
To.
Yeah. yeah.
And so it just comes out in, like, a bad, like, frustration.
Exactly.
Okay,
and
I
yeah.
like it.
And
I
you're
like
getting,
it.
Like, cabin fever, I'm sure, and everything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so she believed that women did deserve many of the same rights as men. She also acknowledged that there were important inherent differences in men and women.
Okay.
So we have our own separate strengths that we all bring to the table, but that overall we should be treated more equally.
Yes, we are all humans.
Yes. That being said, this is the 1700s. I'm sure there were ideas she had that most modern feminists wouldn't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Like that men and women should fill certain roles.
Okay.
Yeah. And not go outside those roles, you know?
She wasn't, like, 300 years ahead of her
exactly,
time.
Exactly. Like,
was
God
just,
forbid.
Like, 100
yeah.
years ahead of her time.
Exactly. Yeah. yep. This was still, like, so progressive.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
at
yeah.
the time. So, yeah, it is the 1700s. We're going to cut her some slack.
Oh, yes, we are. She is definitely, like, trailblazing the way.
Oh, for
sure. To what like how far we've come today.
Yeah, she was actually known as England's first feminist by a lot of people.
Mary.
Which that's like kind of late to be having your first feminist, but like it's not England's first feminist. There were feminists in England before just like she was a very big prominent one who was an author and put her ideas out there on paper that were given to the general public. Like,
yeah,
I think that's probably why she was considered the first feminist. But the first opportunity Mary got to leave the house and be independent, she took that and ran. Not in the way that most women were forced to at this time, through marriage.
Mm-hmm.
No, Mary refused to get married.
Okay.
She was adamant that she was never going to get married.
All right.
Yep. She saw that, like, getting married more as her independence being stripped away from her.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, gaining independence. Because I could see how a woman would be like, to gain independence, I have to marry just so that I'm not living with my parents.
Right. Yeah.
But, like, now you're dependent on somebody else. But, like, what choice did you have?
Exactly.
Mary made it work, but, like, it's not easy, you know?
God, yeah, no. It's how not common. How is she going to make it work?
Exactly.
Like, oh, God. Like, it's stressing me out right now because, like, that's luck such a and huge decision.
Yeah. Most then people would not have been able to, but she had luck and she had talent on her side. She had connections.
Mary.
So she got a job right now as a companion for a widowed woman who lived in Bath, and Mary was only 19, but she was forced to leave this job after only a couple years because her mom got sick, and she didn't hold enough resentment against her mom to leave her high and dry when she was ill.
Okay.
So she cared for her, but her mom died a year later.
Okay.
And then at that point, Mary moved in with her best friend. Here comes a cool name. Fanny Blood.
Oh my God.
Fanny Blade. Blood? You're saying Blade, and I'm like,
I was like, you're so close.
Oh, Blood. Man. Blood. Ooh,
that is so cool.
Fanny Blood.
Oh my gosh. Like on the back of her like Letterman jacket, you know, it would have just been like Blood.
Blood. Oh my God.
I love.
Like, referring to your family as the Bloods.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're the Bloods.
Yeah, we're the Bloods. Like, Fanny Blood. Hey, what's up? Fanny Blood doesn't sound real.
No.
That sounds like a really cool nickname.
Fanny
is such a cute nickname.
Imagine if Evrena was a part of that family. Evrena Blood.
Evrena Blood. Shut the
fuck up. That doesn't sound real. And this is the 1700s. It's not like when people are naming their kids crazy things nowadays. Like, that could have been a name. Like, yeah. Evrena?
Yeah.
Blood?
Yeah.
Totally plausible. Anyways.
Is this the Fanny she names her daughter after?
Yes! Oh, I'm so glad you remembered that. Yeah. Made that connection. Yes,
I remember. Because, yeah, in your love letter, we brought up Fanny. It's like, yeah, she was the best. Fanny was the best. Like, daughter Fanny. This daughter Fanny was clearly the best as well.
Yeah.
She had her best friend.
She named her daughter after her best friend. Isn't that so cute?
No, that's so cute.
Named Fanny. Come on.
No, yeah, you've gotta.
So cute.
Oh my God.
But after, and like Fanny's family was super poor too.
Mm-hmm.
But but they took her in. I just imagine them like the Weasleys.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, just taking Harry in. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. So, yeah, because like, her parents sucked. Harry's were dead, but her parents sucked. And so she really, both of them are on their own. And here the Weasleys slash Bloods are.
They're
like,
yeah,
we don't have much, but what we have, we will give. It's
there
just cute.
Oh.
But duty called again. And less than a year after moving in with Fanny, Mary left to help her sister Eliza with her newborn baby.
Okay.
This is really weird.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do some speculation because I don't know what the fuck is going on right now.
Okay.
And what this is.
Fun. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's sad too. So I'm so sorry.
Shit.
So this
fuck
is, it's
okay.
Weird. It's confusing. It's sad.
Oh, oh
let's
God
speculate.
It, okay.
I've heard rumors, like I've heard some places, like some articles and stuff that I read, some like documentaries that I watched said that Eliza's husband was abusive.
Okay.
The overall consensus is, we don't know what was going on.
Okay.
He could have been abusive. I don't know. But Mary convinces Eliza to not only leave her husband, but also her baby.
Like with the husband?
Like leaving
like
the husband
them,
and the baby
like
behind.
Walking out of that house and leaving them both in it.
Uh-huh. The husband and the baby.
Uh-huh. Mary does.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And we don't know why. And then they hid away for a while, like went into hiding.
Okay.
And then the baby ends up passing away 8 months later.
Well, no, what?
Mm-hmm. I don't Why? Know if the baby passing had anything to do with Eliza not being there.
Yeah, like, just no one was taking... Oh, no, and they, no, like, no.
Why what? Did you not bring the baby?
Yeah, why did you not bring the baby?
It's really weird. I don't know, like... Like, because we don't know if he was abusive, you know?
Maybe he was, and maybe it was one of those, like, you're not taking my fucking baby out of this house things.
That's true.
And it could have been, she's like, God, I'll try to come back for her later. Right. I have to get out or something.
Exactly. Like, he's going to kill me or something like that.
That's probably, like, the only scenario I could imagine leaving your...
Right. Because, like, from what we continue to hear about Mary, it does not seem in her character to want to leave her niece or nephew, I think it was her niece, behind.
Okay.
Like, that doesn't seem in her character to be like, yeah, fuck that baby, and, like, yeah. leave.
Yeah.
It seemed like, I feel like there had to be a necessity behind
it. Well, she kind of pieces out on Mary, though, doesn't she?
No. Oh. Wait, Mary pieces out on Mary?
Yeah, like, Mary Wollstonecraft pieces out on... No, she does. Oh,
no,
okay.
No, she does not.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so I have no
God,
idea.
Yeah, that's like, the only thing I can think, or, yeah. like...
Right.
And just know that, like, yeah, like, he's a piece of shit to me, but he won't hurt the baby and I'll come back or something. Like,
right?
I don't know.
I would hope it's like a I'm coming back, or it's like a, I don't know, because it's still shitty. It's like, I'm so deeply unhappy, but, like, the husband wasn't abusive. He was actually, like, a good dad or something. And so she's like, you and the baby will be happy together and I'm going to go. I don't know. Like, that's it still could, not a good scenario.
No, it could be, for both of us, no. Like, it could be some, like, postpartum depression shit, too.
Absolutely.
Because, like, I would have, I don't know. I don't know. So, but everything said Mary convinced her
yes.
to? Wow. Yeah. See, I don't.
Isn't that bizarre?
That is bizarre.
And again, like, as I continue reading, you're going to be like, this is not.
Yeah.
Adding up, like, there had again, to be like, a reason.
Postpartum depression. I don't know how anyone's on this planet, honestly, like, right? with nothing to medicate that.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, good Jesus. But
it's so
But bad. Mary specifically talking her into it, yeah.
It's so bizarre. There, I just have to trust that there was a good reason God, behind it.
Because it can't, it cannot be, like, she hated that so much. Like, no sister
right?
of mine's going to be married with a kid. Like, we're not doing... Like, she would not do that.
I don't think so. I almost wonder if it's giving, like, Jo March vibes when she's talking to... God, what was the oldest sister's name? I can't remember. But when she's like, don't marry him. Like, he will be boring in 2 years. We will be interesting forever. Like,
yeah.
run away with me. Let's just, like, be together. Like,
yeah,
just the
yeah.
two of us. Like... I almost wonder if it could be that, but it's like, again, it just doesn't seem in Mary's character to leave the baby.
Yeah.
If they had brought the baby, that all would have made sense to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, like, maybe they were planning on coming back.
They had to.
Maybe they were unable to come back. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact that that meant, like, that, who knows why, but the baby did die.
No.
It's like, God, did that have something to do
no.
with it? Like, was there no wet nurse?
She was,
like,
gone for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. And, like, didn't...
And the baby wasn't a newborn when they left, but she was a baby.
Yeah.
Still a little baby. So, anyways, the sisters, along with bestie Fanny Blood and later Evrina, they set up a school for girls.
Okay.
And ended up spending, like, the next, I think, like, 5 years running the school.
Okay.
And they provided many girls with a real education.
Nice.
Again, like, not adding up. Like,
yeah.
Mary seems like a really good person.
Yeah.
It's weird. Around this time, Mary began to write and... like pamphlets, uh-huh. books, and her friend, Joseph Johnson, who really believed in her talents as a writer, began publishing her work.
Nice, Joe!
Uh-huh, and she was getting paid for it.
Hell yeah!
Uh-huh. So some of her more famous works, The Vindication of the Rights of Men, which would later lead her to writing her most, for sure, her most famous work, which is called The Vindication of the Rights of Women.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be written until several years later, but she's, like, quickly ramping up to this. Like,
yeah, yeah.
She's diving more into politics and everything. But at this time, she was writing various works, some of which were children's books.
Okay.
Do you want to hear part of one of her stories?
Yeah.
I think you'd enjoy this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just part of one of her stories.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, like, a story, and I'm going to read you the first 4 parts. They're pretty short.
Okay.
So the first is The Treatment of Animals, The Ant, then The Bee, then Goodness.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Again, a children's book. That's one of the stories thing. Being the treatment of animals.
Yeah, that's so bizarre.
I just feel like there had to be a reason.
And the baby was a girl.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. Okay, so here we go. One fine morning in spring, sometime after Mary and Caroline were settled in their new abode, Mrs. Mason proposed a walk before breakfast, a custom she wished to teach imperceptibly by rendering it amusing. Smart. Like, yeah. Oh, isn't this going to be so fun?
Yeah.
The sun had scarcely dispelled the dew that hung on every blade of grass and filled the half-shut flowers. Every prospect smiled, and the freshness of the air conveyed the most pleasing sensations to Mrs. Mason's mind. That's today. It is so pretty outside. It's like the first, pretty. One of the first real days of spring.
Oh, God.
Ugh. I wish we were outside right now.
No,
can
I know.
We start recording outside? That'd be so great. But the children were regardless of the surrounding beauties and ran eagerly after some insects to destroy them.
Ah!
Mrs. Mason silently observed their cruel sports without appearing to do it, but stepping suddenly out of the footpath into the long grass, her buckle was caught in it, and striving to disentangle herself, she wet her feet, which the children knew she wished to avoid, as she had been lately sick.
Oh, God, oh, God. Can't wait your feet. No, yeah, no, no, no.
Wet socks? Mm-mm. The circumstance roused their attention, and they forgot their amusement to inquire why she had left the path. And Mary could hardly restrain a laugh when she was informed that it was to avoid treading on some snails that were creeping across the narrow footway. Surely, said Mary, you do not think there's any harm in killing a snail or any of those nasty creatures that crawl on the ground. I hate them, and should scream if one was to find its way from my clothes to my neck. With great gravity, Mrs. Mason asked how she dared to kill anything, unless it were to prevent its hurting her. Then, resuming a smiling face, she said, "Your education has been neglected, my child. As we walk along, attend to what I say, and make the best answers you can. And do you, Caroline, join in the conversation. You've already heard that God created the world and every inhabitant of it. He is then called the father of all creatures, and all are made to be happy, whom a good and wise God has created. He made those snails you despise, and caterpillars, and spiders, and when he made them, did not leave them to perish, but placed them where the food is that is the most proper to nourish them is easily found. They do not live long, but he, who is their father, as well as yours, directs them to deposit their eggs on the plants that are fit to support their young when they are not able to get food for themselves. And when such a great and wise being has taken care to provide everything necessary for the meanest creature, would you dare kill it merely because it appears to you ugly?"
Oh! Yeah.
Mary began to be attentive and quickly followed Mrs. Mason's example, who allowed a caterpillar and a spider to creep on her hand. Taking it too far, Mrs.
Yeah, okay.
The caterpillar, like, I understand.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, touch it.
No, maybe, like, a roly-poly. Like, yeah, don't squish it, but, yeah, like, I'm not going to put them in my hand.
Yeah, no, that's a lot.
No, thank you.
Just let them be.
Yeah, and back then, if that spider bites you, I don't think there's any treatment for that poison.
No, probably
for
not.
For that venom, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
"You find them," she rejoined, "very harmless, but a great number would destroy our vegetables and fruit. So birds are permitted to eat them as we feed on animals, and in the spring there is always more than at any other season of the year to furnish food for the young broods." Half convinced, Mary said, "But worms are of little consequence in the world." "Yet," replied Mrs. Mason, "God cares for them and gives them everything that is necessary to render their existence comfortable. You're often troublesome. I'm stronger than you, yet I do not kill you." Damn, Mrs. Mason.
Damn.
You kill that, I kill you, bitch.
Bitch, yeah.
Damn, Mrs. Mason.
Yeah.
Damn.
No one would even look for
you. Yeah. I'm bigger than you and you're annoying.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah.
"Observe those ants. They have little habitation in yonder hillock."
Yonder hillock.
So cute. "They carry food to it for their young and sleep very snug in it during the cold winter. The bees also have comfortable towns."
The bees.
A comfortable town of bees.
Hi, honeybees.
So cute. Honeybees. The second I saw that bees were involved in the story in any way, I was here we go. "And lay up a store of honey to support them when the flowers die and the snow covers the ground. And this forecast is as much the gift of God as any quality you possess. Do you know the meaning of the word goodness? I see you are unwilling to answer. I will tell you. It is, first, to avoid hurting anything, and then to contrive to give as much pleasure as you can. If some insects are to be destroyed to preserve my garden from desolation, I have it done in the quickest way. The domestic animals that I keep, I provide the best food for and never suffer them to be tormented.
Yeah.
And this caution arises from two motives. I wish to make them happy, mm-hmm. and as I love my fellow creatures still better than the brute creation, I would not allow those that I have any influence over to grow habitually thoughtless and cruel till they were unable to relish the greatest pleasure life affords, that of resembling God by doing good. That's where I'll end it. There's like more of the story, but I'm just gonna end it there because I thought that like wrapped it up
that
real well.
Like beautiful.
Yeah, she like continues to go on and teach them further lessons of like, okay, well, it's okay to kill if you're like defending yourself or whatever. Yeah, but yeah, like, yeah. I just, again, this shows what Mary's character is.
Yeah, and she's like, just leave your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Leave
yeah.
my niece.
In a time
nephew.
Of like such cruelty, yeah, like she wow. is writing a story like this, but then also leaves. Ah, it's weird.
That is really weird.
But
God.
People,
I want to know.
Yeah. We say this all the time, though. People are complicated.
People are complicated.
And they are not all good and all bad.
And, like, in situations are really complicated. Mm-hmm. Like, something.
There's a lot of nuance here that we're missing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
And a lot of context we're missing.
Damn. Oh, God, I want to know.
All the context. Oh, I want to know so bad. I'm going to keep looking into it, but I really could not find anything. Yeah, like, wow. There is just, it's weird. But our girl supports women's rights, and she supports animal rights.
Yes.
And even bug rights.
Bug rights.
Yeah, go Mary.
Yeah, go Mary.
I feel, again, this is like a time of cruelty. I feel like you kick your dog and no one's even looking
twice. Yeah, yeah. And
she's but she's over here like, how would I ever dare treat an animal under my influence with any cruelty?
Yeah, no.
Ugh, love. Bare minimum, but still...
Love.
Like, if you're being taught to be cruel,
right.
it's a pretty big thing to grow up and be kind.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, though, this beautiful setup where Mary's pursuing a lifelong dream of educating girls with her sisters and her best friend did not last very long. Fanny married and gave birth to a baby.
Okay.
And Mary rushed to Fanny's side to take care of her.
Okay.
But both Fanny and the baby died.
No! No, Fanny!
And then after the death of her friend, Mary tried to keep the school afloat by funding it with the money made from publishing her writing.
Yeah.
But eventually the dream was lost and the school shut down.
No!
So Mary then became a governess for a wealthy family in Ireland, and she fucking hated it.
Okay, I was gonna say, like, yeah, she, like, runs to people's sides when they have babies. Now she's, like, a governess with kids, but, like, leave
that's
the baby.
Why, yeah!
But she hated being the governess.
Adding
but,
up.
Yeah, no, it's just...
But still, like, she God. Seems to... She had a school for a young girl. Like, it seems yeah. like she really cares about children. She's yeah. writing children's books yeah, about
know,
being kind.
I know.
It really feels like God, there's something missing here.
They were gonna go back.
Right, they were gonna go back. There was a reason.
But 8 months!
What if they were, like, leaving and the guy's like, yeah... Get out of here. But I'm taking the baby. And like, and yeah, wouldn't let her. But it was like, you're leaving? You're leaving.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
get
yeah.
out of here.
Exactly.
You're not taking the baby. And they're like, well, we're coming back, bitch. You
right,
know?
Yeah.
But they were like waiting for the right time.
Because, like, yeah, I guess
if
like,
he hasn't heard from us from a long enough time, he'll let his guard down. We can come back in and
yeah.
sweep that baby up and get out of here.
Because like back then, I guess 8 months wasn't like that long of a time. Like that's like someone sending you a letter from
yeah.
overseas, you know? And so like over here, it's like, you left your child
for
8 months. But like
months?
People wouldn't see their kids
for
years
so
and
long.
Like with happy healthy families
yes.
you know and so I guess yeah like they that had to have been
and also like legally those children at this time those children would be his property like her
yeah.
child would be his property
right
like, I know that's terrible to say but that is just how it was then.
That's how it was yeah
they were the property
fucking
of
sucks.
The father so it's possible that like maybe he was horrible abusive wasn't to the children because that also happens.
That happens.
There is are
yeah.
plenty of people out there who are abusive to their spouse but not to their children.
Yep.
And she was like, if I stay here, he's gonna fucking kill me.
Yeah.
But my child will be okay.
Yeah.
And so she left.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Maybe they were like, fuck this kid. Maybe it's terrible reasoning. Maybe it's
maybe,
fucked up.
Yeah,
we don't
like,
know.
Who knows? And mm-hmm. Yeah, God, I don't.
But we
Man,
can only,
I want to know.
We can only assume. We can only speculate, unfortunately. But yeah, she went there to be with Fanny. But yeah, the school's lost. She hates this job in Ireland. So she goes back to England to focus on her writing and finds a lot of success there.
Mm-hmm.
Her friend is still publishing things for her. She's getting more and more popular. People are actually like wanting to hear what she has to say. This is when she writes her most famous works.
Yeah.
And she's supporting herself as an author, reviewer, and a translator.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she, like, taught herself languages, which, right? Like... Wow.
Yeah.
Like, what? That's, like, on another level of intelligence.
It's insane. Like, and then I saw this thing saying that, like, there was this author, and he had her translating things for him into other languages, but she kind of, like, in the process made his works her own, and he didn't care because he was translating her works for her into other languages.
Oh, God!
And doing the same thing.
Oh, my gosh!
And so they were both like, meh,
whatever.
It comes out in the wash. Yeah.
Oh, it's fine. Cute. Like,
all right.
Guys.
Yeah. I guess what works, works.
Yeah, whatever.
I would hate someone, changing my hard work, but
exactly. Like, fine. I feel like I'm trusting you to not do that when I'm asking you to translate my stuff, but...
I want it as close to how it originally was as possible, like, you know?
They're little hybrid books. Fun.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, if they're both down, who cares, I guess. So, in the midst of her success, she met a fellow author from America.
Okay.
And she decided around this time to make the move to France.
Okay.
So she falls in love with this American author. His name is Gilbert Imlay.
Mm-hmm. Gilbert.
Gilbert. Yep. And
I like how every time like a Gilbert comes up, like that's all we do. We're just like Gilbert.
Gilbert. Gilbert. The name is Gilbert.
And that's all that we're going to
do. Let's make sure that we mention that his name is indeed Gilbert.
Yep.
And then let's move on. She stuck by her longstanding belief that she would never marry.
Yeah.
That's what she said she was going to do, and she's sticking to it.
Okay.
And that marriage would only lead a woman to unhappiness. That's what she believed.
Okay.
So, and I mean, like, from what she can see.
Yeah.
Like.
I get it.
Fanny, Eliza, her mother.
Yeah.
The evidence is supporting her theory.
Oh, yeah. Elizabeth I is like, my mom got married and her husband cut her head off.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna not do that.
You know what I'm gonna do? Just not risk this ever happening.
And they're like, you literally have to. You're the queen. And she's like, wow, watch me. How I don't.
And guess what?
She
fucking didn't.
I know.
And she was one of the best, most famous queens.
God.
Like,
yeah.
Holy, she did the damn, if anything, she did the damn thing.
Yeah, the golden age, man. Yeah, so...
But this time she's in France.
Yeah.
This is when Louis and Marie Antoinette
are
getting beheaded.
Oh God. Oh yeah.
This is the reign of terror.
Why'd she go there?
Why is she there? What are you doing? Get
Mary?
The fuck out of there, Mary.
Jesus.
What are you what was she thinking?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Is she a Sagittarius?
Probably. How was she a Taurus? We don't know.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's a fucking Taurus.
Taurus of the
there's that
the earth signs are a little more
rogue. Yeah, but
yeah,
there's her stubbornness.
Yeah,
like, I love you. I'm not gonna fucking marry you though.
Yeah, and also like it. If I want to be in France, I don't care if there's a fucking revolution.
Yeah, I'm gonna
happening.
Do it.
I'm gonna be here.
Yeah, I'm a raging bull too.
Yeah,
I'm not afraid of your little revolution.
And I will say, she had mixed feelings about this. You know, she's not like a dives too hard into a belief kind of person to me, you know?
Okay.
Just like how she's like, I'm a feminist. Women deserve more rights. However, I acknowledge that men and women have differences.
Yeah.
She also was like, I support the revolution. I understand that, like, this was not working.
Yeah.
This was not good for people. People were dying. People were poor. People were starving.
Yeah.
That this wasn't working. But you guys are taking it too far.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, the reign of terror, she's like, you can't keep beheading people.
Yeah.
I also don't like your stance on women's rights.
Right, yeah.
Because their stance was also that, you know, a woman's place is under a man.
Yeah.
And so she was still like, well, I agree, and I disagree, I see some points, I also don't, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's willing to see all sides too. I appreciate her perspective is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a very scary time to be someone from England France.
God, wow.
Because French people aren't happy with the English.
No.
They never have.
I was going to say, like, are they right now?
Listen,
how do you guys feel about each other in 2024?
I'm sure they still hate each other
yeah.
for the most part. But to newer history people, just in case, the reign of terror was when people in France were pissed over the state of the country, their economy, and overthrew the monarchy, right? So this is the revolution,
yeah.
The French Revolution. And right after the monarchy is overthrown. They go ham with the guillotine and just start beheading people left and fucking right. Nobility, Englishmen, anyone they deemed responsible for the current state of their country.
Yeah, God, God, God.
You were getting beheaded. It was so many people. Yeah. It was so many people. So Mary, being from England, is in danger. And many of her friends are being executed. So she's not married to Gilbert. She refuses to marry Gilbert. Mm-hmm. She never does marry Gilbert.
Okay.
But she does pretend to be his wife and a fellow American to keep herself safe, which is smart.
Okay.
Good for you. I support it.
Yeah.
I don't think she wanted herself tied to Gilbert.
Yeah.
I think this was a good choice. I think the better choice would have been to get the hell out of Dodge.
I was going
to
say, it's weird that, like, she's so strong in her convictions. She's like, I'll pretend to be married to you, though. I don't right? care if everyone thinks that I am, as long as it seems like she'd just be like, fuck this. It's dangerous here for me. If I'm not married, I'm leaving.
Exactly. Like, you know, yeah.
But okay, married. She's, people are complicated.
I'm surprised she didn't just, like, pretend to be American. His American friend. Right. His American lover. Like, just American,
yeah,
something, you know?
Yeah, like, I don't know. It is interesting, but okay.
But I'm sure that she made, like, I think the best choice. Maybe she couldn't have gotten out of France. Maybe she was stuck.
Yeah.
But again, like, benefit of the doubt, maybe this was the best option she had.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm sure it was. Yeah, like, shit.
If there's, I mean, people do make dumb decisions, though, so who knows, you know? But she's a very smart woman.
Yeah, this was the way to go, for sure.
So, she does end up becoming pregnant with Gilbert's child, a daughter she names Fanny.
Okay.
And this is a bad situation for Mary, though.
Yeah.
She stands behind not getting married. She also is, like, trying to make a statement by not getting married and being like, I'm gonna have this baby anyways. Fuck you guys. Like, yeah. She loves to make a statement.
Yeah.
But Gilbert is also uninterested in getting married. He's also uninterested in being monogamous or being a father.
Okay.
So this is not the person she wanted to get pregnant with his baby.
Okay.
So Mary, she tried. She pushed and pushed for this relationship to work, I think for the sake of Fanny, little Fanny.
Yeah. Yeah, we read the letter.
Right? Yeah, she was trying. I want to reread it now, right, too, yeah. Like, knowing all the context. Because
she said, like, you have to do what you think is best regarding the child.
Exactly. Was,
like, the opening line or something.
Oh, yeah. Was, like, she was kind of like, you just left. Like, yeah. You don't care. Okay, yeah, fucking fine.
You think that's best.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she tried, but she caught Gilbert living with an actress and fell into the deepest depression of her life.
No.
This is her rock bottom. Okay. For sure.
Okay.
So two times, one in the spring and then again in the fall, she attempts suicide.
Oh, no.
The first time was poisoning. She tried to poison herself. The second time, I believe she tried to throw herself into a river, I think is what it was.
Someone just, like, saved her. Just like, God damn it.
That was, like, the only information. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but the universe is like, absolutely not. She survived both attempts. I guess the universe was like, this is, you got more to do.
Yeah.
And she picked herself up and she brushed herself off and she broke up with Gilbert.
Okay.
And she moved on.
Okay.
A month later.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go, Mary.
Yeah. You know
Fuck
what?
Him.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
And within a month, she'd reconnected with an old friend, William Godwin.
Okay.
And they fell in love.
Okay.
And they became lovers by that summer. And William just, he was so different than Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
He appreciated everything about Mary, had no desire to, like, tie her down. He wanted to get married to her.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to, like, limit her.
Yeah.
You know? Tie her down in that way. He didn't see marriage as, I don't think, as, like, being tied down.
Yeah.
He still, like, wanted her to have all the freedoms. But I love you and I want us to be committed to each other.
Yeah, I want us to be, yeah, like, family. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He was faithful. He was caring.
Well, yeah.
He was everything Gilbert wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really seems like a good guy.
Yeah, go William.
Uh-huh. He took Fanny in as his own child. Ow! He absolutely, and would continue for the rest of his life to treat Fanny as his daughter.
Oh my God.
Like, never saw her any differently than his baby.
Oh, William.
I know. That gets me.
God damn it.
Like adoption. Like, when you can take in another child and, like, that is your baby. Like, oh, my God. It's so beautiful.
That's so, yeah, wow, wow, wow.
And
William.
Mary just couldn't help herself, and she married the shit out of that man.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Okay.
Listen, if there's going to be an exception made, it's going to be for fucking William Godwin. It's
for William Godwin.
He's so fucking cool.
Yeah, and he's like, listen, it's not like marriage, like all these losers think it is. Like, this is like a new kind of marriage.
I'm going to treat you right.
Yeah.
God damn it, he did.
Oh, William.
But it didn't last long.
What? No, they're married. No. God, he's going to fucking die.
So they married in March of 1797.
Oh, God, you're saying like months and years. It's soon. Oh, my God.
And Mary gave birth to their daughter, also named Mary, in August.
Okay.
This Mary, known more famously by her married name, Mary Shelley, is a famous author of Frankenstein, which I have an episode on her.
Yep.
Also has a very interesting life.
It's really, really, really good.
It's really, really good. And I mention Mary Wollstonecraft so much.
God, so much. And as you can hear her, like, just so early on our old mics on everything, say, like, I can't wait to do an episode.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Like, yeah. Just getting so psyched about it. And then, like, it happened.
It did. It's worth the scroll down there.
Yes.
Our old stuff is just as good.
It's just as good. The quality's not as great, but it's just as good. The content is just as good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But unfortunately, Mary Shelley would never know her mother. She passed away a couple weeks later.
Oh, fuck. I was waiting for William to die.
Nope.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mary Wollstonecraft dies from a postpartum infection. I have said this in a very recent episode that, like, I dump all information after doing an episode, unfortunately. Like, I barely remember them.
Same.
I do recall talking about this. Was this not when her placenta broke apart and the doctor came in and tried to scrape it out with his hands?
Yes.
And she got an infection.
I was just going to say that. Like, the second you said that, I was like, yes, because, like, they had to try to scrape
it out, grab it out with their hands, but they don't wash their hands.
Yeah, and it was either, because I remember, didn't we talk about, like, it was either them not washing their hands, that getting left behind. But, like, not
combination
washing.
Combination of all of it.
Not
but.
Washing your hands with the dinner plate sized wound in your body.
Inside, yeah.
Did you guys know that? Like, it's just an open
you
wound.
Have, like, where
you.
The placenta was attached, like, that's now ripped off, and now you have a scab the size of a fucking dinner plate.
Yeah. That is
on
not
the inside your body.
Like, fucking closed up yet.
No.
And so it's just.
And
there,
someone's
so.
Bare fucking hand is reaching up there. Ugh,
also,
like not washed.
Like, to scrape that. Like, fuck it all. Like, just what a painful death. Like, to go through all of it.
And oh my gosh. And, like, yeah, you know, that it did. It was not fast. Like, it was weeks after.
Oh, yeah, God.
I believe she died on the. Mary was born late August. Like, August 30th, she died on, I think, September 10th.
God, yeah.
So it took
that's
a couple, like,
you know, it's
over
like
a
weeks
week.
Of fucking, like, fever and, like, just being so sick.
There's,
and, like, just, God, fucking whatever.
And your
man.
Body's, like, attacking itself.
Your body's attacking itself. Mm-hmm. You're probably, like, hemorrhaging all over the place.
It's, like, fucking horrifying.
God. No,
yeah.
No,
it's
no,
really,
no,
really
no,
bad.
No.
Mary's last words is also always gets me.
No, okay.
People's last words kill me.
People's last words kill me.
Yeah. Her last words were telling William that he was the best, kindest man in the world.
Oh, my God.
And then he wrote to a friend after her death, I firmly believe there does not exist her equal in the world. I know from experience we were formed to make each other happy. I have not the least expectation that I can now ever know happiness again. And I believe he never married again, too. So that's awesome.
That. Our last words were just. Okay, yeah. Oh, no.
Yep. That kills me.
Yeah, no.
William continued to raise Fanny and Mary, treating Fanny as his own flesh and blood.
William!
I remember us loving William in the original. In
really?
The one about Mary Shelley.
I don't remember.
I'm
going
to have to re-listen. I'm going to have to re-listen.
But I'm going to have to go back.
I remember Mary, or Fanny goes through some hardships where we were like, justice for Fanny.
Yes,
I can't remember.
I do remember that. I remember loving the shit out of Fanny the entire
same.
Time.
And I feel like I remember liking William too and being like, oh, when he like took in the step baby that wasn't his and just loved her as his own. And just
raised them. Yeah, because he loved her mama so much. Yeah, I remember that. So cute. Oh my God, William.
Okay, this hurts. This hurts so bad.
No, Emily, stop.
I'm so sorry. I have to tell you. How much
more? How much more? This is the
last thing.
It was like going so well.
No, I know. Will and God, fuck. I'm so sorry.
I don't want to.
I'm so sorry. I almost.
Can we just not?
We can.
Oh God!
I'm gonna have to. Fuck. I'm gonna have to burn you with this. I'm so sorry. Okay. William's just like so proud of his wife, like, and everything she accomplished. That he like published a book, about her life, And after that, people fucking hated her. It made people hate her.
What? No, why?
She's a whore. She had like sex with a man, and he was trying to show like. She like tried to attempt suicide and like overcame all this and people were like, no, this is what happens when you're a fucking whore and when you don't get married and it totally backfired. And you know, it's William. He was trying to do it.
Oh, William. And like,
she's resilient.
She's a fucking hero. She's a warrior.
Yeah. And no one.
Which is how we would see her now.
Yeah. Oh, and people thought her work was so important up until that book was published. And then everyone was like, fuck it. Like, no one cared anymore.
What?
It eventually came back around when the feminist movement started picking up again, but like, yeah.
Oh no.
And you know, he felt so bad.
Oh God, could you imagine? He was probably, oh God, fucking wrecks me. Like, excited to see what people were gonna say and like reading that first review and of like, everyone calling.
Thinking her people that. Were just gonna like appreciate her the way that you did. Like, wow. Being like, they're really gonna see like the true her and how resilient she was and what like a forward thinker she was. No.
I hate that.
I'm sorry. That's like where I'm leaving it.
What's that, Emily?
But looking back now,
okay,
it comes back around because now look us sitting here today because of William. We know about her suicide attempts. Mm-hmm. We know about how Fanny was conceived, and we are sitting here being like, "Wow, what a fucking resilient badass woman!"
Yes,
and
yes,
appreciating her the way that William wanted people to.
Yes, and like,
and so it came back. Maybe not the people of the time, but anyone who reads that shit now is like, "Wow, how incredible!" And doesn't that speak more than how people for the next 50 years felt. Who cares?
No, yeah.
Hundreds of years, people will think she's incredible.
Oh, yeah. For the rest of forever, everyone's going to think that now. Exactly. Thanks to William and what he wrote.
Thank you, William. Mm-hmm. I just, I wish he were here to see what he did.
Yeah, and she wasn't mad. She was up there like, oh, man, it's really going to crush him when he thinks that this is going to backfire, but it's going to be okay. Yeah, and, like, the second he passed and got up there, he was like, I'm so sorry. She's like, listen, it's going to be fine.
It's fine.
It's, like, so fine. And, like, I'm so happy you did that.
Yeah. Like, I do not blame you, sweetheart. Yeah. Like, oh, and you know that he's like publishing it. He's so excited. Like, I just imagine him as like some sweet golden retriever.
I know.
Like, this is gonna be so great. Everyone's gonna love it.
God, I hate that.
And then she's like up there, like, baby, oh no. She knew. She's like, up there. She's like, this is why I never publish memoirs, babe. Yeah. Like, this is not good.
Yeah.
And so. Yeah. But you know, she. I feel like she would also know, like, yeah, no, but it's
she could be okay come with back. It. She'd be okay with it. She'd be like, yeah, you know what, like, fucking whatever. Yeah. Like, it's all gonna come back around.
Exactly.
Like, another 50 years.
And we're not gonna demonize. Like, oh my God, like, 2 suicide attempts, and you come back from that. You know she had postpartum depression. You know that she had no treatment for it.
Yeah.
She's being fucked over by this asshole. Like. And she came back from that.
And so it must have been him that wrote that she... I'm still stuck on, like, the leave your niece thing. But, like, it must have been him that wrote that. Like, she told him that?
I'm not sure. Again, not like, sure.
Yeah, God. Like, are we just so sure that she told her to leave? Like, what? Like, so what?
Yeah.
Oh, here. Man. One of those mysteries.
Exactly. Where all we can do is really just speculate. But there's, like, not... much else we can do. Okay, this is what this is one of my favorite articles on her. It's plato.stanford.edu. So what prompted Mary to intervene as decisively as she did in her sister's marriage remains somewhat of a mystery. But in the course of January 1784, Mary took her sister away and the two women went into hiding, leaving Eliza's infant daughter behind. The baby died the following August.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
What is that? Yeah, what is that, though? Mm-hmm. That's like just, yeah, what so happened there?
There, yeah, there we
damn.
Go. I guess we just won't know.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, let us know. All right, let's get into a fresh cup.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Now it's time for a fresh cup. Boop. Okay, this is from subreddit Mildly Infuriating.
Oh, fun. Okay.
All right. Karen neighbor complained. Now everyone has to suffer.
God, this is probably going to be majorly infuriating to me.
I feel like this is not going to be only mild.
Yeah, no. It's like I'm 0 to 100 real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Our Karen neighbor complained about another neighbor's motorcycle. It's a stock bike, so he didn't add any loud muffles, and prior to this, he was very respectful. He would start the bike and drive conservatively out of the neighborhood. But then enters Karen. Karen complains about everything, and everyone knows her. She's complained several times about the motorcycle and calls the cops frequently for dumb things. This time, she decides to go too far and tries to prevent the motorcycle from leaving the neighborhood. She nearly ran him over.
What?
So now, because Karen literally tried to murder someone, the motorcycle rider just starts his motorcycle a few times a day, rides to Karen's house a couple houses down, revs his engine for a few minutes, then speeds away in the most obnoxious way possible.
Yeah, fair. Dude. Like, yeah, this if is I'm the motorcycle rider.
Petty revenge, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, there's two different Reddit threads going on right now. There's petty revenge.
This seems like it belonged in petty revenge.
Yeah.
He's even had some of his buddies come by in a sort of fuck you, Karen parade. I talked to him. We know each other, and he's a decent dude. And he at least agrees to stop doing this at night and to ride safely since there are a lot of kids in the area. I honestly can't blame him at all because everybody hates this bitch and she deserves much worse considering what she did. I just wish there was a legal way to get her to stop being such a bitch. Edit, the reason the police weren't involved is because he said he doesn't want them involved. We're both people of color and I respect why he would rather not call the police. And then there's an update. Oh, there's a couple updates.
Oh, okay.
Update. Well, things seem to be escalating rather quickly.
Oh, God, oh, God.
I saw my neighbor in his driveway and went to talk to him. He gave me a just don't kind of look.
Shit. I know the exact
look. Oh!
The exact look. Like, oh, fuck. Yeah, that. Yeah. You just did it.
And I went back inside. Then three tow trucks came in and very quickly took her two cars and her RV. There was a lot of screaming from Karen, but the biker had his phone out, so she stopped short of hitting him. What's happening? What's happening?
Yeah,
what's happening?
What?
He's also a pretty big guy, so she might have just been scared. I have no idea what happened, but hopefully this means the noise will be back to normal.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but maybe, like, the noise will be down. Like, her whole life is getting towed.
Right.
If it's on wheels, they are hauling it out off that property, but...
What is happening?
Yeah, ooh. How, though? Like, on her property?
What?
Motorcycle guy.
Another update. I've been sitting in my garage with a few of the neighbors watching the police and Karen go at it.
Oh my God, the other neighbors are all just like, you guys want to come over?
Sit in my garage.
Yeah.
Sit in a lawn
the
chair.
The Millers have the best view. Let's all go over there.
Yeah.
Open the garage. Bring a chair.
And just watch them yell at each other.
Yeah,
that is the energy I'm looking for with my neighbors.
I love that.
Some of this is second or third hand information, but the essentials are mostly from the biker. First, Karen decided to try to slap a police officer.
Oh,
so she is in the back of a cop car.
Yeah, that's assault on an officer, babe.
You're
fucking stupid. Bye, Karen.
From what I gathered, Karen got divorced a few years ago. We always wondered how she managed to keep the house, two cars, and an RV. There are rumors of an affair, but nobody knows for sure who had an affair or what. Apparently, the agreement was that the husband, who moved in with their adult son, got both cars and the RV, Karen got the house. But the husband couldn't take the cars and RV because he didn't have anywhere to keep them, so he made a separate agreement to let Karen drive one of the cars in exchange for storage for the other car and RV. Here's where it gets interesting. When Karen tried to run over biker, she wasn't driving the car she was supposed to be driving.
Oh?
Biker decided to get Karen's insurance and file a claim, but found out the insurance and registration were in husband's name.
Oh, God.
He had his email, so he contacted husband and let him know what happened because he felt bad that he accidentally hurt husband's insurance instead
shit.
Of Karen.
Yeah. No, that's not fair.
Yeah,
husband.
No. Yeah, that's not justice.
Ex-husband.
Husband got upset and called to have all three vehicles towed. Apparently, he was out of town on business. He let biker know and asked him to update when the vehicles were taken. I'm not sure where they took the vehicles. Also, the cops just left. They let Karen go for some reason. She's crying in the middle of her driveway.
Oh, God. Go inside.
Oh,
like, have some dignity.
Right, girl?
This is why you just don't be a bitch.
Just don't be
a bitch.
And none of this would have happened.
Yeah.
Like, I get that motorcycles are, like, loud and annoying, but it sounds like he's trying to be respectful as he left the neighborhood. And then once he's out of the neighborhood, motorcycles, this is not something that occurred to me until my ex-husband had gotten a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. But I always was like, why are they so unnecessarily loud? It's because you need people to know you're there. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. that, for some reason, never clicked in my brain of, right. like, they're so small, so many people don't see them. But if you can hear them,
yeah.
you know they're there. You know to look out for them.
Yeah.
And it makes sense.
I'm not, like, personally a motorcycle person.
Same, yeah.
But, like, yeah, you can't. So? Yeah. like, other people are. You can't, yeah. like, just not. Try
to quietly-ish get out of the neighborhood.
Yeah, like, even. My neighbors have, like, a loud fucking car.
Yeah.
And, like, they can't help it, you yeah. know? And, like, do I hate it? Yeah. But, you know, at 1:20 every day, they're going to leave the exactly. neighborhood. And it's going to be fine.
And it just and is we're all what it
just going to tune it out and oh, go yeah. on with our fucking day.
Because what else can we do? We live in society. And if you live in society, you have to deal you with some annoyances. You just have to
do that sometimes. Yep. Yeah.
But they let Karen go for some reason. She's crying in the driveway. I'm disappointed she didn't get arrested, but I think she learned her lesson. I wanted her to really learn it, though.
You cannot slap a cop. Like, no. You can't slap anybody.
No!
But, like...
That's insane, though. Like, right, you yeah. should have... Like, a cop as a witness is, like...
Yeah.
Just...
It's game over.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So if you're attacking them and yeah. they're saying you attacked them, like...
Well, like, this guy has, like, your hand coming up, like, with a full slap sound on body cam. Like, you're just, what are you doing?
How are you going to defend yourself?
Yeah, no.
Like, come on.
You can't, yeah. Karen,
yeah. I don't know if she got any tickets or what, but probably not if they let her go. No, that's not true.
No, yeah, no, that's not true. She
could have gotten, like, yeah, yeah, like, a misdemeanor or something.
Oh, for sure. And, like, have to show up to court. Yeah, maybe.
But,
like,
wow. Okay, well, there is a fresh cut. That was lighter and more fun yeah. to end that crazy episode. I'm so sorry, that but I'm not. Like
that, no, we're not. Yeah. Yeah. We're absolutely not. Sorry. Put that on record.
Yeah, but I've been doing some sad shit lately, and my next episode was also supposed to be a little sad. So maybe I'll find something, because last episode, the one I just did, uh-huh. was breakup letters, and I made that unnecessarily sad.
Oh my god, and then, like, we did a folktale episode, and you're like, let me read you this one random love letter
to start it off
and, like, fucking ruin your life.
It wasn't the breakup letters that was sad, it was the folktales that I made unnecessarily. The breakup
letters weren't happy.
No, they weren't happy. They're breakup letters.
Yeah.
Oh god, but yeah, no, okay.
Folktales, you made us cry.
Maybe I'm going to do something cute and light and fluffy for my next one, and then I'll go back in with my heavy one.
With the melancholy, yes.
Okay. Which, well, the next one's going to be real interesting, but it's kind of sad, so.
Well, okay. Maybe just stay on a sad streak. Are you okay?
Do we need to talk? Okay.
Listen. Are your episodes a cry for help?
Listen, the sunshine in the spring just reached into my soul and pulled the seasonal depression out.
You are glowing.
I'm doing great.
No, you're glowing.
Yeah, I feel like I am.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck. Maybe I'm doing sad episodes because I can handle it.
There it
is. For the first time in a long time.
There it is.
I couldn't have handled it 2 months ago.
There you go.
I'm in a wreck.
Yeah, we can't do sad stuff in December.
No. Wow. No. All right. Well, love you guys. Bye.
Am I going to have to wait until the end of the episode to eat my french fries?